we had several community meetings to see what the projects were going to be about. And this Granny Shores kept coming up, Granny Shores, Granny Shores. When talking about Granny Shores, I found out that she was a midwife in the very early days of Pound who delivered over 1,000 babies. So she was born in 1867 and she passed away in 1945. Her husband was a doctor and she went apparently to some of his appointments with him, and that's how she kind of got into becoming a midwife. She boasted that she never lost a mother and she lost very few babies. So basically everybody early on in Pound, Virginia was delivered by this woman, this Granny Shores.
So she like literally birthed the town in some way.
Basically, yeah. Like she's the mother of Pound. Yes. I also forgot to mention that, you know, for the folks that may not click over and see the picture of the mural, that she is smoking a pipe. And she's holding a baby, but apparently she was rarely without her pipe. That is something that, you know, I heard over and over again that she always had a pipe in her mouth. Yeah, she was quite the woman, apparently.
What a woman.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Incredible.
Yeah.
This Granny Shores mural, you know, you see her, but then a lot of it's dominated by this very prominent quilt. Can you tell me more about that?
Whenever I do a piece of public art, if I'm working with the community, I want the community to be involved. I cut all these like 9x9 pieces of polytab, which is basically parachute material. And I broke those down into a 9-square quilt. And we had a community painting day. We had paint markers and paint pens, and we let people from the community come, and they got to sit down and fill out the quilt any way they wanted to. It was kind of like a modern day quilting bee, I guess, you know, because they could sit there with their own little quilt square and decide how they wanted to make it. And then so there was younger people. I think we had a kid there that was probably 4 or 5 that did one, and it was like more like a Jackson Pollock splatter type. Like he was just like, you know, slinging this paint all over his quilt square. And then, you know, there was a younger person who did kind of an abstract. I mean, it was really cool to see what the community members came up with. So some of the quilt squares were more traditional. There was one that had like strawberries drawn and the different squares. There was one that was just very muted tones. Each square had a different color of a muted tone. There was some that were like wave. It was almost like an 80s, like waves of neon vibrant, like, you know, colors that didn't really stay within the squares. I knew once they were installed on the mural itself and the mural was put up that all of these pieces, even though they were very different, would make a cohesive quilt. And just like a community, you know, we're all different and we can work together and make this piece that is vibrant and colorful.
I wanted to ask you just real quick about No Hate in My Holler. It's like an evergreen, right? That design is going to be... it's going to be mentioned in the first couple of paragraphs of your obituary, probably.
Probably.
I mean, I think you will top yourself. I mean, that sounds morbid the way I'm phrasing it. But we're you and I are at the age where you start to like have things, you start to count, your life starts to be defined a little bit.
That's true. Yeah.
How did you first come up with that design?
So in 2017, I was actually working with Appalachian Media Institute, at Apple Shop here in Wattsburg. And, we were working with youth and we got word that a group of neo-Nazis were coming to recruit in Pikeville, which is about an hour from here. And so one of the youths suggested that we have a art and response day, which I thought was awesome. You know, so we decided to do that. And the night beforehand, this phrase just popped into my head, No Hate in My Holler. And so I do a lot of printmaking. I do a lot of block printing. And so the next day, you know, we had the art and response, and that's, I just sat down and sketched it out and, you know, cut a block and carved it and printed it. And No Hate in My Holler was born, posted it on my Facebook, and it kind of, you know, blew up. So people really took to it and identified with it. And yeah, like you said, it's kind of, for the last 5 years, it just keeps cycling and growing. And it's not always been for the best reasons. I mean, you know, sometimes when something horrible happens, there's a influx of desire for more of the t-shirts and stuff like that. But, you know, I always donate at least 25% of the proceeds from any of the merch that I sell with No Hate in My Holler to nonprofits working toward equality in the regions.
I think it's like the best of art in that it's taken on its own life once you kind of set it free in the world. What stories have people shared with you about it? And what kind of stories have come back and left an impression on you?
You know, I've had so many people reach out to me and sorry, I might get a little teary-eyed because it's really, just some of the things that people have said that how important this has been to them, either growing up here, being from here, living here, and having something that they can get behind and say, look, you know, we're not all backward. We're not all the stereotypical, you know, homophobic, racist hillbillies. You know, I have a friend who she messaged me the other day and she was like, you know, as a lesbian who has an African-American daughter, you know, I appreciate this so much. And, you know, that means a lot that I can do something for people around here. You know, that really means a lot.
So this design's 5 years old mm-hmm. now. What do you think it means today?
Hopefully now we're at a point where this does not need to be said anymore. And there's always something new that happens that, okay, so, you know, this does need to be said again or reiterated in some way. No Hate in My Holler is probably the piece of artwork that I've made that I'm most proud of. And it probably, you know, if you want to know something about me, look at that piece and that should tell you all that you need to know.
Wow. Yeah. What else did you want to say?
I think that's it. I'm going to start crying again.
Lacey Hale, thank you so much for speaking with us on Inside Appalachia.
Thank you.